Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And this is a very heartful time of year. We're coming into it's more and more heartful as we get closer to the holiday season and the new year. And there's a reason for it. And it pervades our whole world. And it's not just that because it's a darker time that we seek the light. It is actually a very heartful understanding of why it's such a feeling time. And to help us understand that, we're going to look at the secret of this time of year through the cards, the playing cards, which actually reveal why this is a special time of year. And to help us do that is our card expert, a good friend and a man who's been on the show many times, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome to Energy Stew.
Peter, it's great to be with you as always, and thank you for having me on the show.
I'm so glad that we could talk about this. Now, what is this special heart thing that I'm talking about that has to do with the cards?
Right. Well, so there are 52 cards in this deck, and there are 365 days in the year. The cards repeat throughout the year. Each day is a card. But what's interesting is that the only time of the year that we get all 13 heart cards is from December 18th to December 30th. Based on the mathematics, it's like esoteric mathematics of which day is calculated to be a card. But the only days in the year that we have the heart cards, all of them, is this time of the year. And we know intuitively, we talk about how this is a heart time of the year and a heartfelt and special. And it's interesting to me that every tradition and religion has created a festival at the end of the calendar year in this time of the year. And as you mentioned, associating it to the solstice and darkest time of the year. But underneath that, at a deeper level, we might say at the quantum level, at the level of the energy vibrations, this is the heart time of the year because these are the energies that are in play in the quantum field around us.
And we might think of people we know whose birthdays fall within that span. And I bet you if we think about it, all of them are very feeling people.
It's true, because the day that we're born on gives us the imprint for our life. And so if you're born, for example, on December 18th, you're born on the day of the King of Hearts. So the King of Emotion, King of Feeling. And then it goes down from there, down to the Ace of Hearts on December 30th. And then the only day of the year that is the Joker is December 31st. So that's a special day of the year. It's a day outside of time, a day when we can laugh at our own folly. And then we start another special time of the year, which we also know intuitively, from January 1st to January 13th. It's the only time of the year that we have all 13 spade cards. And the spade is about setting our consciousness of what we're going to do. Does it sound like New Year's resolutions or what?
It's perfect.
We know intuitively that's the time of the year for us to get focused in our consciousness of what we're going to do. And it's all in the cards.
It's amazing that life reflects the cards so perfectly. And certainly it does for our personalities. And you and I have been talking about when you get familiar with cards like we are, We look at people and wonder, I'll bet they are that particular card.
Yeah.
You know, just be watching their behavior. And so we'll talk about that more.
And facial appearance too. I've noticed that there's certain facial appearances that are recurring with certain cards to play. Like a 10 of clubs or 8 of clubs, people often have really curly hair, like they've got a lot of mental energy going. They'll have tight curls. Or a woman who's born to play like the Jack card, she'll have a masculine, boyish face.
Interesting.
And I've met many King of Diamonds. King of Diamonds are the one-eyed king. They'll have two eyes, different. One eye might be a lazy eye, or just it's different color, or it's slightly different shape. But they'll have one eye that's different from the other eye. That's right. The one-eyed king.
But it's not necessarily pervasive. It's just, you know, a large number of them.
A large number of them. More than is statistically a normal deviation. I meet King of Diamonds, and more often than not, they both eyes are not identical. They have one eye different than the other eye. And
so I'm thinking of a 10 of clubs I know who was very straight hair. Oh,
yeah. Well, that's true. That's possible.
But it's interesting that there are these tendencies.
Yes.
Because the club certainly, or the mind, and however we can reflect that, remind people. I guess we could talk to a face reader and get a lot of insight about that, because there are so many different ways that our facial features represent our mental abilities.
And the energies that we're bringing forth.
Sure.
And, you know, it's very obvious to me when someone's in a good mood and their emotions are such, you can read it in their face, or at least I can. So we can read that emotional energy coming through the body.
Right. And I think it's all holistic. So in other words, we can't separate out different aspects of our personality from the whole of how we appear in both physical and energetic form and personality characteristics, the way we talk and express ourselves. It's all a language of the wholeness of our unique personalities. And so we're reading each other. We don't have to be experts about face reading or about cards,
right?
Because we're reading the vibes. Yes. Unconsciously.
That's right.
And we get it, you know, and everybody gets it about each other on unconscious levels.
Yes.
How they respond to it isn't necessarily obvious to them, to themselves, because it's from the unconscious level. And we all have different needs of responding to people in different ways. So for instance, I have some cards that create difficulty, and there are people who see that in me on an unconscious level and give me difficulty. But then those are particular people who have maybe their own cards and their own soul needs to behave that way, versus many other people, most of them, who treat me very nicely and are happy to hear from me and see me. And they have other cards and other soul journeys that need to relate to me in a more positive way.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we can certainly see it that way, for sure.
I think everything makes sense if we had, you know, the higher multidimensional knowing of it all.
Right. Well, that's something that I have been more and more tuning into, is my multidimensional self, to see how this incarnation is a tiny aspect of the larger that who I am, and that empowers me to actually be, in a Buddhist sense, more detached from the machinery and the mechanisms of this incarnation. And
right.
I see it from a larger perspective, so it troubles me less, and it liberates me to be more at peace, be more relaxed. But this has been a process for me to tune into this multidimensional aspect of myself.
I love that. And actually, coincidentally, this coming Monday night, I'm teaching a class on who are you multidimensionally. And yeah. So it'll be just focused on that. And because I also recognize the importance of knowing about ourselves in all dimensions, our soul journey, where we've been in other lifetimes, or where, what we do on the other side. Who are we? What jobs do we have on the other side? What's our purpose? What's our sole purpose through all of our lifetimes versus anyone else? Mm.
Yeah, and what's happening right now on other dimensions?
Right, because time is not linear in the way that we think it is. So it's all very profound stuff. And what I love about what we're talking about cards, is how profound it is that time itself, this time of year, brings us to the need for all these hearts.
Well, and that we have assumed that time is vacuous. It just this blank space. But in fact, what I've realized through understanding the esoteric meaning of these cards, which the cards are just conceptual tools to help us see the energy vibrations, is that time is constructed based on energy lengths and energy variations.
Right. So
each day is a different energy variation, and that's what we call a day, and that's our conception of time,
right,
is the different vibrations of energy.
And the cards are the window to that.
Yes. Yeah.
I love that. And it's so valuable. Probably, I haven't used them day to day, but to go about your day according to which card is at play that day.
It's very helpful.
I know.
It's illuminating.
I've seen that. And I want to do that more and more too.
What I've learned, Peter, is
rest the day that way.
Exactly. And what I've realized is that there's a gift that unlocks for us. I was listening to, this was years ago, a Joe Dispenza talk where he talked about how he approached each day looking for some magical moment in the day. And I really like that. And what I've learned by following the energy of the card of the day is by paying attention to that and by looking for it, there is a gift that emerges that we get out of the day. And simply by paying attention and being aware and looking for it. It's kind of like, in a simple analogy, like if I tell you to look for a red Volvo today, you'll find one. You'll look enough until you find one. So there's that aspect as well, that we simply know where to look and what to focus on.
But also that's based on the calendar and the math of that. But sometimes when I'm facing a project, and I want to have a card about the project, I'll pull out my deck of cards and I'll shuffle them up and pull a card, and it'll tell me how to address that project.
Yeah, you can do that for sure.
But I want to tell you an incident. I don't know if we've talked about it before. A client of mine was just having fun with one of her sons drawing cards. And drew a card and said, I don't know what the purpose was, but it was a jack. I don't know if it was a jack of hearts or jack of diamonds, but she drew the jack. And that was nice, and she said, well, let's, draw another card for whatever. And she shuffled the deck, drew another card. It was the same card. She said, well, this is strange. Got the same card. I'm going to shuffle the deck again and go and draw another card because I want to, for whatever reason, get a different card. And she again got the same card. And she shuffled the deck 13 times, drew a card, tried to be as objective and, happenstance as possible. And every time for 13 times, she drew the same card. And in the end, it freaked her out so much, she quit. She stopped doing it because she just couldn't handle the creepiness of that. What is, it's like, oh my God, what is this telling me?
Well, it's telling me that we're tapped into other dimensions of consciousness.
Well, I think it's a message from the universe that is always teaching us things if we pay attention.
Exactly right.
And sometimes,
if we have the eyes to see it.
Yeah, but right. And sometimes, it's like dreams. People want to interpret their dreams and say, oh, I had this very interesting dream. But let's say that there's a dream that's very important for you to remember, and you're not going to remember your dreams. Well, that dream will recur again and again and again until you get it.
Well, that's right.
And so what is it that's, in charge? Who's in charge? What's in charge? It's such a big picture of reality that we're looking at. And I always like to think that our dream states really help us understand the magic of our consciousness, because we're, you know, these dreams are pretty elaborate in detail, and they can't just come out of thin air. There's something behind creating these details and these journey stories.
Sure.
And what is it? What's at play that creates that? And same thing with drawing the same card again and again and again. And other, I've had a number of circumstances in my life where the universe has wanted me to pay attention to their talking to me. Mm-hmm. And not that I mean, I'm intuitive and I hear from them every day with people and about things, but there are times when they want to show me that my life is being managed at multidimensional levels.
Yeah.
Because our consciousness doesn't run everything. Our consciousness only receives from our subconscious and our unconscious. We think that, you know, our ego wants to think that it's creating everything. And all it's doing is really aware, just the witness to what's going on behind the scenes of our consciousness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the consciousness is a pinhole, that's through which the light is projected.
But we don't understand that. We think the consciousness is like the sun. Like in the old days, you know, our planet was the center of the universe and everything revolved around it. We think that's true about our consciousness. And we're slowly learning in the same way that, wait a second, maybe our consciousness just revolves around things instead of everything revolving around our consciousness. And I don't mean our awareness. Our awareness is the witness that's always pure and true. No matter what it's facing, being awake is really what our life purpose is, to, let's say, experience reality through our beingness, no matter what that reality is the gift. Is like, call it the God gift. You know, this is kind of God wanting to experience itself, himself, herself, mm-hmm. through our beingness. And it's magical. Like the cards are, they bring us back to this very patterned place that are windows to the magic that goes on.
Well, that's right. And I mean, it's so easy to get lost in a lot of different directions and a lot of white noise and a lot of clutter, and whether it's a superficial clutter or whether it's like cosmic speculation, there's a lot of ways that we can float away. And these cards bring us back to something that we can focus on a day-to-day basis.
Right. And let's trust.
Helps us organize our lives and helps us focus in a way that we start to realize helps us. It's like the proof is in the pudding kind of thing. But as we day by day focus on the energy that the card shows us to focus on, we're like, oh, okay, my day is going better. I feel happier. I feel more at peace.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that this special time of the year, from December 18th to January 13th, this is a 27-day window that is a special window for us to tune in to our hearts and then to tune into our consciousness.
Right.
And so what I've done is I've created a special 27-day meditation series where each day you not only read about the card, but I create a meditation for each day. So you can tune in and listen to it. It's like a 5-minute meditation each day on the meaning of the card to align your energy with the energy that's present, to open up the gift of the day for yourself. So that's something that I've created, and it's called the Heart Conscious Holy Days.
That's great. I'm thinking of two people who were born on the same day, December 28th. Mm-hmm. One of them was my aunt, who was this amazing, heartful person. She just, you know, was full of heartful relationships and all kinds of things in her life. Needed a lot of, her conditioning brought her into different extremes in her life of what her heart needed that weren't always supporting her. And then I'm thinking of another person who I won't describe who she is in my knowledge of her, but and not someone who's around anymore. She's both of these people passed on. But this woman was very emotionally disturbed, very challenged to, and tried, it was all about heart, but in very damaging ways. So I don't know what that means to you about December 28th, but...
December 28th is the day of the Three of Hearts, and so there's going to be a lot of emotional expression and a lot of emotional uncertainty.
Yeah, uncertainty is, I guess, what it is. But my aunt was wonderful. She was one of my great pleasures in my life is to have this loving aunt.
Well, it brings up an important point, which I like to emphasize, which is that we still have free will in terms of how we play these cards. And so with the same birthday, same cards, two people can play it very differently.
Yes.
And what that does is it highlights that we are not our cards. We are something else. We are I am consciousness. We are multidimensional beings. And we're playing out these energies. How we end up playing them out is often related to the conditioning and the culture and tradition and the religions that we were raised in. But ultimately, it is our free will of our higher self of how we play this out. So yeah. It happens often that two people, same cards, very different ways of playing them.
Yes, but they're certainly playing them.
Yeah, for better or for worse.
Right. Now, speaking of playing cards, we're coming to the holiday. We're going to be around a lot of people. And I was thinking that I want to address people according to their cards. Mm-hmm. I want to know their cards. If I know their cards ahead of time, then I can know how to relate to them. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking not only are they, because we can find out, you know, your book, Play Your Cards Right, is fantastic to get the whole hand of cards that were dealt. People should, who are listening to the show should really be looking for your book, Play Your Cards Right, and learning so much about this. It's fantastic. But in that, there's a hand of cards, and one of the cards is the Mercury card. The Mercury card is how what card we think we are. And I, you know, so I was thinking, okay, I can address people according to the birth card, according to the ruling card, but I maybe might even be just as smart to also address people according to the card they think they are.
Yeah, you can. It's smart. It's great way to look at it because most people, unfortunately, are stuck in who they think they are.
Right. And that runs us.
Yep.
So if I know that about people, I can be very satisfying to them in many ways.
Right, you can create great connections. I mean, my own experience, Peter, is that just knowing the birth card and then the second card, the personality card, that gives often enough to me a lens of the person. And I'm like you, though. I do like to know people's cards. It's almost something I have to like tame in myself because it can get a little obsessive where I'm like freaking out. I'm talking to someone and I'm like, what's their card? What's their card? What's their card? And I like take a deep breath and just be with this person. And
yeah, let your subconscious know their card anyway because you're going to behave that way anyway.
Well, that's what I was sharing with you earlier. That's the fun part. I start guessing their card based on their behavior.
Well, you and I like to grab those handles.
That's true.
Yeah, our conscious mind is always looking out for us in its own way, and we want to play with that. That's why I think that anybody listening to the show or watching the show, if they go to YouTube, the archive will be on YouTube afterwards. That they have to understand why, you know, their subconscious brought them to hear this. And it's of importance to them because otherwise they wouldn't have been taking this time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an inner yearning for knowledge and awakening.
Yeah. And those are the people we attract.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So Alexander Dunlop, Play Your Cards Right is your book. Mm-hmm. LifeElevated.life. Is that familiar to you?
Yeah. LifeElevated.life is the website. It's a nonprofit foundation I started to share this knowledge. And as I said, we're doing a special Heart Conscious Holy Day meditation series from December 18th to January 13th. It'll be right on the top of the website, lifeelevated.life, and you can find out more there.
That's wonderful. You know, this is something that we've done many times, you know, these shows about cards, and there's always so much more to talk about because we're talking about life and how the cards give us windows to so many deep understandings about life that there's no end of going deeper and deeper into how the cards read to us.
Well, that's true. It's been surprising to me how the complexity continues from this very simple system.
Right. So thank you, Alexander.
Yeah, welcome. My pleasure.
I'm glad you could be on the show. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.